All right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, dear listeners, to Trend Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program, The Quiz, mashallah. And with me in the studios is my very, very good friend, old friend, Maulana Sajjad Timol Saab. Damat barakatum. And inshallah, we're going to be doing the quiz together today. All right, dear listeners, number to call for tonight's quiz, 011-854-1548. Brother Ziad is on the other side. And we have two contestants we have registered already, mashallah, Sister Sophia and Brother Hassan Mwali. Waiting for the third call, inshallah, third contestant. Number to call again, dear listeners, is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We're waiting for the third caller to come through. In the meanwhile, let's welcome Maulana Hassan, Maulana Sajjad. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You good brother, how are you?
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Manakara, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah. How's the day, my brother? How's the rosas? How's the Ramadan going your side? Are you fasting? Are you reading Taraweeh? How is your iman? Do tell us, my brother.
For some reason, I just feel that every question that you ask me, you know the answer to it. You just want to interfere with me today on air. You could give the opportunity tomorrow.
Okay, inshallah. Tomorrow we're going to be together again, inshallah. Myself and Maulana Sajjad for the morning pledge. Line Maulana Sajjad, not forgetting tomorrow. You better wake up, my brother. 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, we're going to be having the pledge line tomorrow, inshallah, with Maulana Sajjad and Maulana Daya and myself, inshallah. Then the afternoon, Maulana Sajjad, don't sleep, my brother. We're going to be going, inshallah, to Orlando or to Malele. And we're going to be broadcasting the afternoon program from there, inshallah. 3:30 sharp, my brother. 3:30 sharp. You've got to be there from 3:30, inshallah, till 6:30.
Okay, my brother? Maybe you tell us. Generally, you know, the other day I said to Maulana Naeem that you're always questioning the people about their iman and their fasting. Maybe you tell us from your side. How's your fast going?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana Sajjad Saab. Iman is quite high. Sometimes a little bit low.
Okay, well, last week was interesting in El Dorado Park.
Gee, I was just telling the brother.
Very good, you know,
ago,
I was telling somebody.
Especially the brother who accepted Islam a few months ago. And like the Imam Saab said, that 40 people, alhamdulillah, accepted Islam through his hands, Maulana.
That is very, very interesting. And of course, like you said to the brother, I mean, you make one person a Muslim and you got guarantee of Jannah. Yeah, you made 40 people in 1 year. SubhanAllah, and especially in the month of Ramadan, it's like a bonus upon a bonus. That means iman is high.
And the person who just accepted Islam approximately 3 weeks ago, mashallah, you look at him, you'll see sunnah on him, you see the beard coming out, mashallah, nur upon his face. Allah accept them all, inshallah. Lovely, lovely people out there in El Dorado Park.
Can we question you, Ramadan?
Sure, my brother, go ahead.
You want to read the five kalimas for us? That's right. Normally what you do to the people, and we'll give you a prize today.
Ask me difficult transfer.
I'll take you a fishing trip free of charge.
All right. Just to the listeners, Maulana, you know, everybody thinks you're doing the fishing program. Everybody thinks you're the master fisherman. Be honest today. Get to the point. Who's a better fisherman, myself, you, or your beloved father? I know your father's got a better boat than mine, but skill-wise, stacked, Maulana, perseverance, who's a better fisherman?
It's a very difficult question to answer, Malakara.
All right, so get back to me. I'm just thinking of the sleeping tablet, Malisa. I'll be talking about that after a few minutes. All right, yes, we were very naughty, you know, when we were small. But anyway, inshallah, Malisa Jad, we'll talk about that later on. We have our third contestant on the line, sister on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Anonymous sister.
Hello.
Hello, Ji Ben. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, are you online?
Ji.
Okay, sister, where are you calling from, Ben?
Lens.
Ji. Okay. Sophia is online, number one. Sophia, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Ji, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Sophia, mashallah, jazakallah for contesting. Where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Leslie.
You're calling from Leslie.
Gee.
All right, Jazakallah. All the luck, Ben. And line number two, we have Brother Hassan Mawali. Hassan, are you there, my brother?
Gee, I'm here, Mulana. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
Sounds excited, eh?
Sounds very excited, Hassan.
Gee, Mulana.
Where are you calling from, Hassan?
Escort. Gee.
MashaAllah. First time you're contesting?
Gee, first time.
MashaAllah. All the luck, okay?
Jazakallah.
The sound, the voice sounds very familiar, Malisa Jan. Okay, let's see. Alright, Sister Sophia, we're going to go with you first, sister. What is your category? The categories are Quran Kareem, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Islamic history, general knowledge or politics.
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. Okay, Maulana Sajjad is going to ask you the first question today. Okay, sister?
Okay.
All right, Maulana Sajjad sahab, here goes the first question. The sister's got 7 seconds to answer the question. Don't give her the answer, Maulana Sajjad. Only the question.
Sister, you ready?
Inshallah.
Right, question number one. Besides one person, the rest of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's family was saved from the punishment. Who is the one person that was not saved?
Wallah. His wife.
What did you say, sister? What about his wife?
His wife, Nana.
What about his wife, Ben?
She was not
What
saved.
Wrong did his wife do?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. The answer is his wife, sister.
What
is it? What
right did she do?
What right did she do? Gee. Okay. All right. MashaAllah, 1 point coming up your way, sister. Yeah, Malisa Jats, up on the right side, sometimes the wives always cause it, you know.
So I say, what right did she do?
Like in this question here. Brother Hassan, are you there, my brother?
Gee,
Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, MashaAllah. I'm feeling happy today. Got good thoughts about me. What's your category, my brother?
Quran.
Quran Kareem. Okay, here goes your question. Are you ready?
Cheers.
It's a multiple choice question, okay?
Cheers.
What is the minimum number of ayat that a person has to read every night in order to avoid inclusion amongst the negligent?
10 ayat.
Oh, sorry. 1, 3. 2, 5, or 3, 10.
I got 1 point.
3.
Yeah, we're going to give you that. It's 3 to 10 actually. But we're going to give it to you, okay, my brother?
Cheers.
Because you called me Mufti Sahab, I'll give it to you. Okay, lucky you called me Mufti Sahab. Okay, so you must read Quran Kareem, my brother Hassan. You must read some ahadith, read the du'as before you go to bed. Leave all those other story tales, okay? Red Riding Hood and all those. You must read some ayat and some ahadith and some du'as, okay, my brother?
Sure.
Please do so. Apa from Lens, are you there?
Sure.
Okay, what is your category, sister? Cooking, baking, sewing?
Quran.
Quran Kareem?
Sure.
Alright, sister, 7 seconds to answer your question.
Sure.
In the beginning, it's a multiple choice question. In the beginning, the person fasting in Ramadan was only able to eat, drink, etc. until he performed the Isha Salah, or 1. Gave some sadaqah, 2. Recited a portion of the Quran Kareem, or 3. Fell asleep.
2.
So what you're trying to say, sister, that in the beginning, those people that fasted, if they wanted to make iftar, they should just read one ayah to the Quran Kareem and you could have made iftar. Can you be more specific, Ben? You confused, Abba? All right, just do some research, we'll get back to you. Sister, the answer is number 3, fell asleep. Okay, Ben. Safiya, are you there, Ben, from Leslie?
Chi.
Okay, what is your category?
Again, stories of the Anbiya, Nana.
Again, stories of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wassalam. Here goes your question, and it's a multiple choice question. Okay, Malik Sajjad is going to answer the question.
Okay, sister, you ready for the question?
Inshallah.
Okay, when Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wassalam, rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa, who did the construction work for him? Is it number 1, the members of the Banu Israel? Number 2, the angels? Or number 3, the jinn?
The jinn. Number 3, the jinn.
Like jinnat stories.
I don't know. Jinnat stories.
Jinnat
stories. Mashallah. 1 point coming up your way, sister. Okay.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Hassan, are you there, my brother?
Chi Mufti Sahab.
You're not getting it right this time.
This time you're not getting it right, my brother. Hassan, I got to tell you something, my brother, on the lighter side, Maulana Sajjad is here. We were talking about fishing earlier. Now, one day myself and Maulana Sajjad and his father and his brothers, we went fishing, and Maulana Sajjad was catching quite a bit of fish that day. Now, you know, it goes, one wants to beat the other one, so he had a headache. Hassan, are you there? He had a headache. He had a terrible headache, and he asked me for a tablet. So what do you think I gave him? Because he was catching more fish than me, what did I give him?
Fishing rod?
No. Well, Mr. Jad, you can see what we gave him, my brother.
This Maulana Hassan, this Mufti Sahib you're talking about gave me a heart tablet.
Sleeping tablet.
A sleeping tablet he gave me.
See, that time we were naughty, you know, that time we were small, Hassan. We're a little bit big now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, my brother. Okay, Mufti Sahib is ready for you. What is your category, Hassan?
Quran.
Okay, here goes your question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
When the ayat eat and drink until the white thread separate from the black thread was revealed, which Sahabi placed two threads of cotton beneath his pillow? One, Ali bin Hatim, or two, Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One or two?
Two.
Yes, you're taking a hell of a chance, Mufti Sahib. It is one, Ali bin Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time, think a little bit more. Okay, my friend Hassan.
Yeah.
We're all learning, my brother. Sister from Lens, are you there, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your category about?
Quran.
Quran Kareem, okay. Here goes your question, sister. In the ayat, eat and drink until the white thread separates from the black thread, what does the black thread refer to?
I don't know.
Appa, if you don't know, then we ask you the question, then who must know, Appa? The answer in the ayat, eat and drink until the white thread separates from the black thread. Appa, think about sewing. The answer there is, we asked you, what does the black thread refer to? Appa, again, what is the answer? Sewing machine. It refers to night, Appa.
Oh.
All right.
Yes.
Jazakumullah. Safiya from Lens, are you there, Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what is your category, sister? You got Islamic history, you got Quran Kareem, you got general knowledge, you got Islamic history, and you got politics.
General knowledge, Munara.
General knowledge.
Yes.
All right, very interesting question we're going to ask you, Ben. Think about it properly. What is Sajjad? Appa, it's a true or false question, okay?
Okay.
Alright, here goes your question.
Hey sister, question for you. The city Paris has only one stop sign. True or false?
False.
Apa, we're not talking of Paris near Porteous Room, we're talking of Paris. There's a difference. Paris is in a free state and Paris is somewhere else, Apa.
See, I know that, Munana.
Okay, so the city Paris has only one stop sign, Appa. The answer is true.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, mashallah, you got still 2 points, Appa.
Okay.
Well, it's somebody that was actually with us on one of the fishing trips, he said, I must let out one of your secrets out.
Yeah.
Don't know if I should do that. Actually.
What secret, Malisa Jan?
Maybe you read what he told me to let out, then you can decide for yourself if you want to read it out yourself, then, of course.
All right, that's how we'll just leave it off, Malisa Jan. Hassan Mufti Sahib, are you there, brother?
Yes, Mulana.
All right. What is your category, my brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Interesting. Here goes your question, my brother. Okay.
Yes.
Think properly. Who said that the eyes of the Anbiya, that the eyes of the Anbiya sleep, but not the heart? Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu?
One.
We never ask you 1, 10, 100 or 200, my brother. We're not asking you figures here, we're asking you names.
Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, that is the correct answer.
That's an accountant, maybe. Okay?
We're an accountant.
Like numbers.
He's almost a Mufti Sahib, Malisa Jad. He's answering very, very well. He's almost a Mufti Sahib, okay, my brother?
Yes.
Our hopes are very high on you.
JazakAllah.
Appa from Lens, are you there?
Yes.
Appa, what is your category now?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. A simple question. Here goes your question. Okay, not very, very simple. You've got to think a little bit. True or false, Appa? Besides Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, did Dawood alayhi salam had other children?
True.
False.
Why? You're saying he had no children?
No.
And what proof have you got, sister? What's your proof? Whatever you say in life, we have to back it up with some statement, some proof, sister. So you said false, so what is your proof, Appa?
I guessed.
Right, besides Sulaiman alayhi salam, we asked you, did Dawood alayhi salam have other children? The answer there is true, Appa. Okay. Sophia from Leslie, are you there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm here, Nana.
What is your category now, sister?
Quran.
Qur'an-i Kareem. Okay, so you chose two questions from stories on the Ali Masalat was Salam and one from general knowledge. So three questions done already, Malisa Jad. We have another two left. All right. Yes, Malisa Jad, we were talking about fishing earlier. You know, there was some advice a mother gave to a daughter that cook a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Brother Ziad, listen. But teach a man to fish and you get rid of him for the whole weekend. Gee, very true, Malisa Jad.
You think that advice always?
Gee, sometimes for the whole week also.
Whole week, yeah.
Gee, Appa, sorry for that.
No problem.
What was your category, Qur'an Kareem?
Gee.
Okay. All right, here goes your question, Appa. Malisa Jad, it's a multiple choice question, Appa.
Gee.
Okay, Sister Sophia, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compare a person who hasn't memorized any portion of the Qur'an to? Number one, a leafless tree. Number two, a graveyard. Number three, a deserted house.
A deserted house.
Somebody giggling on the background, Appa?
No, not by me, Munana.
Oh, sorry. All right. So it's 1 point coming up your way, Appa. Jazakallah, well done.
Amen.
All right, so it's 3 points. 3 out of 4. Mona Sajjaj is doing very, very well. Harun Mwale, are you there?
Hassan, man.
Oh, sorry, what did I say?
Harun.
Oh, Rosa hit me today. Hassan. Sorry, I don't know where I got Harun from. Hassan,
yes.
We asked you 3 questions, my brother. You got 2 right.
2.
Okay, let's see how you're going to do with this question here. Your category, brother?
Stories of the Anbiya.
I thought you said astrology. All right. Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Here goes your question, my brother. Who built the Masjid al-Aqsa Sharif first? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, or Sulaiman alayhi salam?
Sulaiman alayhi salam.
No, my brother, not Sulaiman alayhi salam. Another guess.
Ibrahim. Sulaiman.
Oh, this guy's going to go through all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. It's going to finish up 10 o'clock tonight. Yaqub alayhi salam, my good friend Hassan Mwali.
Yes.
Okay, my brother, sorry for that, okay?
Yes.
Sister from Lanesia.
Yes.
Okay, Appa, so far you got, let's see how many correct. 1, 2, 3 out of 3 incorrect. Okay, Appa?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for that. I had to say incorrect, but Appa, there was nothing correct you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready for your category, sister?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, Appa, here goes your question. On the night of Mi'raj, did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam meet Idris alayhi salam in the 3rd, 4th, or 5th sky?
The third
sky.
Okay.
Appa, tonight looks like you're shooting your answers from the 5th sky. Wrong, Appa. It's a 4th sky. Okay. Everybody said, the sky is a sky, man. It's fine. Give a half point. Okay, sister?
Okay.
The sky is a sky. We'll give you a half point. Anyway, it's a month of Ramadan. So, Malisa Jab, we have how many questions? We asked 4 questions. I need some help here, brother.
There's one left.
We asked 4 questions and 1, 2. All right, let's ask one more question. Let's make sister from Lens a bit happy. Maybe, inshallah, she gets 1 point tonight. All right. Apart from Leslie, are you ready? Sophia from Leslie, are you there, sister?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay. What's your category, man?
Quran.
Quran, okay. I think it's a good choice. True or false, Apa, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no greater intercessor than the Quran Kareem.
False, man.
Apa, the simplest question you asked incorrectly, you answered incorrectly. Why false, Apa? Why false? May I ask you why? On the day of Qiyamah, he asked you true or false. There will be no greater intercessor than the Quran Kareem. The answer there is true, Apa. Okay. All right, I think, but let's see. It all depends on how Hassan Mawali answers this next question. Hassan, my brother. Okay, Mufti Saab, if you answer correctly, we're going to have to go for a sudden death question. That's going to be very, very interesting. And if you don't answer correctly, then the 1,000 rands goes to Sophia from Hesley.
Leslie.
What did I say?
Hesley.
Sorry, Leslie, not Hesley. Sophia from Leslie. Okay.
Really interested.
Okay, Hassan, here goes your question. What's your category, my brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, you already had one question from there. We're going to ask you the second question from there. Okay.
Yes.
One of Allah's blessed names is An-Nafi', which means, one, the benefactor, two, the giver of wealth, or three, the giver of guidance.
Number one.
This one you answered like a Hazrat Wada, like a Mufti Sahib, really. You got 1 point there, mashallah. So we have 3 points your way. And we also have Sister Sophia has 3 points. Mashallah. We're going to have to go to sudden death questions. Okay.
Cheers.
If you don't answer your sudden death question, then you guys will have to sing some nizams for us on air. We will tell you the title and the nizam. You'll have to sing it for us. Okay, Hassan?
Cheers.
You want to sing for us, brother?
No, Mulana.
Okay. Sister from Lens, are you there, Apa? Apa? Sister from Lens, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, sister. We're going to ask you one question also.
Yes.
Okay, which category, Apa?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Yes. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was informed that Ibn Abzi was appointed as Amir, he recalled Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that by means of the Quran Kareem, Allah elevates many people. Who was Ibn Abzi? 1. The son of a Muhajir Sahabi. 2. The son of an Ansari Sahabi. Or 3. A freed slave. G. Apa.
3.
You sure about that, Apa? Sorry?
2.
Very sure, eh?
2.
Okay, mashallah. 1 point comes up your way, sister. Mashallah, you had 0000. And mashallah, you terminate the quiz with 1 point, mashallah, sister, okay?
Yes.
Jazakallah for participating. And sister from Lens, do you think you're the winner for tonight? No, sorry. I heard it incorrectly. You had 1 right, sister, sorry. 1 right and 4 wrong. I thought it was the other way around. I thought you answered 4 correct and 1 incorrect. My apologies, sister. I thought you were the winner. Apologies, sister, okay?
No problem.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum
salam. Sophia from Leslie.
Ji, manana.
And Hassan Mawali, we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, it's going to be the sudden death question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, dear listeners, welcome to Quran Trade Islam International. We continue. And we have Sister Sophia from Leslie, who has 3 points, mashallah. And also a brother Hassan Mawali from the Ascot area. And he's got 3 points as well. So we're going to be coming, inshallah, to the sudden death question. And we have the questions. And we'd like to say jazakallah to Mufti Musaji for the questions. The questions are as follows. Sister from Leslie, are you there? All right, sister, you got to say the correct answer, or you got to be closest to the correct answer to win the prize. Okay, Ben?
Okay, inshallah.
All right. Brother Hassan, you answer. Samaj mein aaya, brother, from Escort?
Yes.
Must I say in Zulu?
No.
Oh, you understand. Okay.
No, I don't understand.
You've got 7 seconds to answer, and you've got to say the correct answer or closest to the correct answer.
Cheers.
Okay, my friend.
Cheers.
All the luck to the two of you, inshallah. 1,000 rands to the winner. Sophia, here goes your question. Sophia?
Cheers, I'm here, Mulana.
Okay, here goes your question about, when did Turkey gain independence?
Oh, man. 1923, Mulana.
Okay, we'll get back to you, sister. You should have just said something before the gong ring, before the clock ended. You could have just said any number, sister. Hassan Mawali, are you there, brother?
Cheer.
All right. When did Saudi gain independence?
1969.
Why 1969?
It was a guest.
It was a guest. You were born in 1969, possibly, no?
So.
Okay. Alright, now we got a tough one, Brother Ziyad. Difficult one here, but we're going to have to stick to the rules, Yapa. Sophia, you answered correctly, but you answered after the clock went. After 7 seconds, you answered, sister. Sophia, are you there, Ben?
Yes, I'm here, Munana.
All right, sorry for that, Appa, but you said the correct answer. It was spot on 1923. We asked you, when did Turkey gain independence? You said 1923, but you said 1923 after the clock, after 7 seconds. So unfortunately, that is not counted, sister. So basically, whatever answer Brother Hassan gave, he was the winner, sister. So he said 1969, and he was out by approximately 35 years or so. The correct answer is Saudi gained independence in the year 1932. Hassan said 1969, many years, away from that. But because he gave the answer, sister, he's the winner. All right, Sophia. Apologies for that, Ben. You can try next time, okay? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But you've done very, very well. Excellent. 6:37 p.m. Hassan Mufti Sab, you proved you're the Mufti tonight, brother.
Jazakallah, brother.
Jazakallah, mashallah. Well done to you, brother Hassan Mawali. We gave you the prize, but you were very, very far from the answer.
Jazakallah.
Make a lot of dua for us, okay?
You too, Mufti.
Okay, my brother. All right, so you're the winner, Hassan Mawali, mashallah, from Escort. 1,000 rands coming up your way. And you qualify, inshallah, for next week's finals. All right, my brother?
Cheers.
Jazakallah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, dear listeners, welcome. It's 6:38 p.m. your Tune Radio Islam International. Tonight, inshallah, between 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, we're going to be having the finals for the week. Inshallah, we have approximately 5 participants, and each one will be given 60 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. And the winner qualifies for the finale taking place on the night before Eid. And mashallah, lovely grand finale prize there to be won. Alright, dear listeners, coming up next, inshallah, we have the Tilawat of the Quran Kareem, 7 o'clock, inshallah, crossovers for the Tarawih Salah. We have tafsirs of the Quran Kareem and much, much more, inshallah, on Radio Islam International. Until later on, from Mr. Muhammad Karadik, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.